Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Becky Albright, who many might remember as the former Maryville R2 superintendent, but now she's in a new role as the executive director of the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. So, Becky, what was it that attracted you to this job, especially since, you know, your retirement appeared to be only a few months long from the end of, you know, being the superintendent to now chamber director?
Well, living here in Maryville and being part of the community, it's my goal to see it grow and be successful, and I'm excited about being a part of that. You know, I feel like this job builds on some of the existing relationships I have with the business community that I had in my previous employment. So I think it plays right into the wheelhouse of the skill set that I've had as a school superintendent.
What kind of skills do you bring from your role as superintendent?
Well, the primary pillars of the Chamber of Commerce are advocacy, connection, and promotion. So there's a lot of leadership and relationship building, and I think those are key skills that I developed as a school superintendent. You know, advocating for the school district and working with even elected officials on a higher level, I have some established relationships there that I will utilize in this role. Connecting and, you know, bringing people together for a common goal. That's another one of the skills that I've developed over the years in education that I feel I can bring to this position, bringing businesses together for networking and helping each other and supporting them.
In your mind, what are some of the goals that you've set for yourself in this new position?
Well, I hope to get out and be active and bring the Maryville Chamber to the forefront of people's thoughts so they're aware of the chamber and what it does, and make the membership in the chamber of value to those that choose to participate and try to recruit new members. You know, I'm here to help small business, large business, just the Maryville business community, but not just here in Maryville, but also in the surrounding region that it encompasses as being part of the greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. You know, my goal is to get out and be active and establish personal relationships with the membership and do what I can to support them and maybe individualize some of their experiences with the chamber.
So even though you've been a part of the Maryville community for decades, in some regards, you could be an outsider looking in when it comes to the Chamber of Commerce. So have you seen anything over the years in terms of shortcomings that the Chamber has experienced that you want to improve upon?
Well, I don't know if I see any specific shortcomings. You know, I think the Chamber is an organization, just like any organization or individual, there are always things that you can do to grow and become better. One of the things I think is Maryville's pretty progressive right now. They have a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of groups that are trying to promote Maryville and what it has to offer for its citizens and business community, and I hope to get out and work with those, whether it's a downtown organization, Make It Maryville, the tourism board. You know, I hope to be a part of those things and work with those groups, and maybe we can all work together to make Maryville a great place to live, work, and do business.
You're about a week into the role. You started last Thursday. What are some of the things you want to start off doing within the first month?
Well, it is a new position, and even though there's a lot of carryover in leadership skills, there is a learning curve, and so right now I'm just getting in and learning the schedule. There's several routine things that have to be taken care of, whether it's monthly board meetings, ambassador meetings, chamber coffees and whatnot. You know, I'm trying to get a handle on what all those things are and what needs to be done, but then also look ahead to some special projects. You know, there are things coming up with Christmas. There's also Leadership Maryville, the Farm City Banquet. There's just a lot of special events that are coming as well. So, you know, my initial, I guess, task list is to get a handle on what those are and what I need to do to get moving on them. I think there's been a little bit of a transition time from the previous director to me, so some things have been kind of maybe at a standstill, so we're trying to jump in and get things started back up.
And beyond that, what do you see happening in this first year with the role?
Well, I think in this first year, there's going to be a lot of getting to know people, a lot of relationship building, seeing who our membership is and what I can do to best help them. So I'm hoping to learn that from them by establishing some personal one-on-one connections.
In the past, the chamber director has sometimes been brief for some of the leaders. And I'm curious, how long do you see yourself in this role?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because you never know what the future holds. But I'm in it for the long term. I don't start something and turn it over. You know, in the last positions I've had, I've been a superintendent 9 years with one district and 7 with another. So I have a track record of putting in the time and the commitment. I think this is an important job. And as a member of the community, I want Maryville to grow and be successful. And I'm excited to be a part of that. So it's not a decision that I took lightly. I did retire, but I retired from education. And I'd like to think that I'm still young and have a lot of good years left in me. So even though I'm out of education, I am excited to work, and that's something that I do, workers work. So I enjoy work. I enjoy being out and making a difference and serving the community. I'm excited to continue doing that. But at the same time, it's refreshing to do it through a different role. I was in education for 30 years. So even though there are some similarities, there's enough differences to keep be excited and challenged and looking forward to the future. So I hope to be here for quite some time.
Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just really excited about the opportunity. I'm getting out there, have some meetings even today, so I'm anxious to meet people and do whatever I can to help both our membership and the community of Maryville.
All right, thanks for joining me this morning. Once again, that is Becky Albright, the new Executive Director of the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.